Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley. I'm here with the one and only Dweezil Zappa, who was supposed to be playing at the Birchmere on February 2nd. It got pushed back to May 5th. Is that because of the snow, Dweezil?
It's related because of traveling cross-country and a few little things that are logistical nightmares this time of year with tour buses and whatnot.
That's okay. Maybe people have more time to hear this interview and plan to come. They got a couple months, so no excuses. Get out to the Birchmere on May 5th. I also want to talk about your involvement with this awesome little charity here called Guitars Not Guns. But before we do that, take me into, you know, if people do end up showing up at Birchmere on May 5th, what sort of stuff can they expect from your show?
Well, this is a tour where I'm playing music from my new album that's called Via Zamata. It's the first record that I've made in the 10 years that I have started doing Zappa Plays Zappa. So it's really sort of the first record that gave me a chance to incorporate things that I've learned from 10 years of playing my dad's music, but also just getting back to my own roots as a musician on my own. So it's I would say, for lack of a better description, it's more of like a pop. It's a twisted pop record, really, with quirky arrangements of things. There's plenty of guitar and things thrown into it, but it's probably less of what people would actually expect from me.
I like that. Twisted pop. It'll be a new genre. You know, your dad had some radical rock and your twisted pop on the new album. I love it.
Yeah.
You mentioned that the last 10, I guess, decade or so, you've been playing Zappa, your dad's stuff. We've interviewed a bunch of children of other famous artists. You know, we talked to Drew Barrymore, Lucy and Desi's daughter we talked to. But, you know, they're all artists in their own right. So how do you balance keeping your own creative fires alive, writing this new album of yours, and also paying tribute to, you know, the previous generation?
Well, the reason Zappa Plays Zappa exists is because there's so few opportunities for newer generations to really discover my dad's music, and I felt like it was in many ways undiscovered, but it was also, once my father passed away, it was also being treated improperly because a lot of things that were being written about his music and the way that history was attempting to rewrite itself was they were really making it more about novelty music and saying, oh, he's the guy that had songs like Yellow Snow and Valley Girl and stuff like that. Now, those are songs that maybe got on the radio, but that's barely representative of the over 80 albums that he made in his career, which were mostly, you know, serious music, and there's avant-garde and classical and jazz and rock and all these things. So I wanted to make something that allowed newer generations to discover a much broader variety of the music in a live setting. And so that was just an important thing to me to give people that opportunity. And it happened to be something that was of interest to people, so we've been doing it for 10 years. But, you know, all that time I'd also been interested in doing stuff of my own. It's just that the effort it takes to learn and play my dad's music is pretty monumental.
So yeah.
I didn't have a lot of extra time, but I finally made some time to do it, and that's what the Via Zamata record is. And so, you know, this year we're going to play some shows in support of that, but we're also still doing more Zappa Play Zappa things. And maybe there'll be a combination of the two at future shows.
Awesome. Hey, and what better song during the blizzard of 2016 than Yellow Snow? I mean, it fits in perfectly.
Yeah, why not?
All right, cool. Let's get to Guitars Not Guns, this children's music charity that you've been participating in multiple ways lately. We interviewed Gregory Hammond, the guy who founded this thing, a couple months ago, actually. We've been trying to find a perfect time to break it out and time it with your concert, but I think we finally got room here. How did he contact you? How'd you guys get hooked up?
I was working with a bunch of different folks in Montana at a guitar camp that's called the Crown of the Continent Guitar Festival, and Greg was at the festival, I believe, the first time, just as a student himself. But then he came another time with a couple people that were from the charity that were students that got a chance to come out and be part of the camp. In talking to him at the Crown of the Continent Guitar Camp, you know, it seemed like it was a very worthy cause to sort of get invested in, just because, you know, playing guitar is something that you can do for a lifetime, but when you learn at an early age, it's something that can keep you very occupied and self-motivated. And essentially, if you have that kind of drive to do something, like learn an instrument, you can parlay that into other things that you want to learn more about and keep that self-motivation, and it keeps you out of trouble, basically, because you have things to do, things to accomplish, and rather than find yourself with the wrong crowd.
It's a positive outlet, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And you represented the charity, like that was your charity of choice on, you went on Celebrity Rockstar episode of Chopped.
Yep.
How did you get invited onto there? And God, I think you were competing for like $10,000 trying to raise it for guitars. Tell me about that experience.
Yeah, I mean, that's a popular show on the Food Network, Chopped, and they had an episode where they invited musicians to come on and all compete for a charity. And I enjoy food and cooking and all those things, but I don't do it in a competitive way. So it was a little bit of a challenge to go into a foreign kitchen and be handed ingredients that are all incongruous in some type of a box that's made to create failure for people. So it was a stressful thing to be a part of, but it was an interesting creative challenge.
Oh, that's so awesome. I think another run-in you had with the charity, you donated that Rockstar chef jacket from the show,
yep.
and a dressing room door sign to the charity.
Yeah.
And did I hear you had all the rock stars on the show sign it too?
Yeah, we did. You know, the people that were involved in the show were all real nice musicians. It was Lita Ford. It was who were the other folks? There was the guitarist from Twisted Sister, mm-hmm. and also the singer from Foreigner.
Awesome.
And Kelly Hansen. Everybody was there to have fun and raise awareness for their charities and stuff too. So, they were happy to lend their brief moment of signature status to those items.
Literally signature status. Now, I see what you did there. That was a little tricky. Also, and then I think even more another time at the Crown of the Continent Guitar Festival in Big Fork, Montana, you brought up a student, or I guess it was an alum of Guitars Not Guns. You brought him up to perform Muffin Man.
Yeah, this opportunity just came about because the musician that joined us was he was himself a student who learned through Guitars Not Guns and then became a teacher in the system of it. So, you know, when he was able to come up and join us on stage, it was kind of quite literally for him an out-of-body experience, because he started doing these wild dance maneuvers and his eyes were rolling back in the back of his head. He was like in a trance. So he was having a great time on this song, but it was a a real monumental performance outlet for him, because, you know, he was talking about where he came from and what obstacles he had overcome and how guitars, not guns, had helped him. And, you know, he never thought he'd be in a position to go to the camp, or let alone come on stage and play, wow, play with us, you know. So it's just one of those things that can open doors for people if they want it to, you know. It's, yeah, it's just a transfer of energy to the right direction, you know. It's if you can create a self-fulfilling prophecy by, you know, really just taking the time to focus on something that you want to learn, a skill that you that can actually give you something in life, you know.
I love the idea of the self-fulfilling prophecy. It really is. Once you decide you're going to do it, you know, the universe kind of bends to your will.
I mean, that's really, if you can see it in your mind's eye, you can make it happen. There's so many things in life that people are going to tell you, no, that's not possible. But that's not for them to say. It's for you to choose and make your own decision. I mean, obviously, there's plenty of people who have succeeded way beyond what anybody would imagine in all kinds of businesses, where people started off saying, no, that's a terrible idea, that'll never work, and then they become a billionaire, you know. So
yeah,
it really is just about finding the ability within yourself to get motivated and stay focused on something and not get caught up in something else that is clearly not good for you, you know, guns and violence and things that are all go with that, that, you know, hanging out with people that are looking for trouble, obviously, you know, if they're looking for it, they're going to find it.
Exactly. Getting in with the right crowd. Well, the guy, I think the alum of the group was Tyvon Hewitt, and maybe one day he'll have a group called Hewitt Playing Hewitt, like Zappa Playing Zappa.
You never know. But yeah, Tyvon, he was pretty wild. You might be able to find some videos of him on YouTube playing that song, because, like I said, he got into it.
Awesome. We're definitely going to have to fire up YouTube and see if we can find that. Dweezil, thank you so much. We know you're a busy man, so we'll let you run. But thanks so much for not only just joining us, but for all the stuff you've been doing with Guitars Not Guns. It's a great cause. And for everyone who was planning on coming out to Birchmere on February 2nd, cross it off the calendar and move it to May 5th. It's going to be a great show. Thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right, take it easy.
See ya.